In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is something that has been true about me for all of my life. No matter what age, where I am living, what I am doing, this one thing seems to be a constant. I have a black thumb. That's right, all of you green-thumbed, plant-whispering garden enthusiasts. Before you stands a black thumb, a killer of plants. Now, there have been brief moments where I thought things had changed, that I had rounded a corner, or dare I say it, turned over a new leaf. I think there was a cactus when I was about 10 that lasted for almost a year before succumbing. When Kim and I lived in New York, there were two houseplants that gave me false hope, thriving for several months before going the way of every other plant I have ever had. The parable of the good sower always catches my attention. Despite having any luck with my own sowing of literal seeds, the picture it paints, the symbols it plays with, are rich and vivid. Even someone like me with my black thumb find that I can walk in the garden of this parable. The first thing we might notice is the soil in which the sower casts the seeds. Now, soil is not a simple thing. It is a complex and balanced ecosystem of many contributing factors. Water tables that are just right, a rich mixture of nutrients delivered from decomposing matter. Insects who naturally irrigate and aerate the soil by tunneling through it. Something as destructive and violent as a volcano can leave rich deposits of soil, giving some of the best ground to plant in. Wildfires can recharge long depleted soil, giving rise to brand new rejuvenated growth. What can lead to bad soil is just as numerous: lack of water and nutrients, too much erosion, intense baking heat, too many hard and barren rocks, too many choking and stunting thorns. In this parable, those who hear the word of Jesus Christ are the soil. We ourselves are the soil of this story, having the word of God cast on our hearts to take root. When the word falls on deaf ears, a heart that does not understand them, the seed is snatched up and carried away. When the word falls on an eager heart, but a heart that lacks depth, strength, and courage, a heart that falls away when being a follower of Jesus leads to challenges, leads to hardship, leads to being confronted because of one's faith. An eager heart, but ultimately a hard heart that does not allow the word to change and transform it. In that rocky soil, the seed cannot take root. When the word falls on ears that hear and understand but are unmoved and are more concerned with the affairs of the world, more concerned with wealth and prestige, these are seeds fallen among thorns. This is a heart too focused on its own status and well-being to allow for anything else to take root in it and grow. When the word falls on a gentle heart, a receptive heart, a heart that has strength, has courage, allows the word to change it, to transform it, this is a seed planted in good soil. It thrives. It prospers. It bears abundant gifts. When I hear this parable, it is easy for me to get fixated on the soil. It is easy for me to become single-minded and wonder, just what kind of soil am I? What kind of ears do I have? What does the word of God find when it lands in my heart? Rich, living soil? Choking thorns? Hard, unyielding rocks? A deaf and unknowing heart? think it is important that we also pay some attention to what this parable tells us about the sower, what this parable tells us about God and God's holy word. Wherever the sower goes, the seed is sown. Whatever the condition of the soil, it receives its share of seed. This might not seem like the most efficient thing to do. I know if it were me with my black thumb, I would try and plant the seeds in the very best soil I could find, planting them in only the best tilled and cared for ground I came across. But that is not what the sower does. That is not what God does. The seed is not hoarded. No, in fact, it is cast everywhere. It is spread everywhere. The word of God is not scarce, but is abundant. So abundant that it can be given to all. The word of God is so precious, so life-giving, that it is not kept only for a few, but generously given to all. For me, this is great comfort. Because I know, if I am being honest with myself, I am never just one of these types of soil. But I have been at some point, and will be again, all of them. Sometimes God finds that his words fall on my deaf and dumb ears. No place for his word to take hold. But still he delivers the holy word to me. Sometimes my heart is eager, but lacking depth. I shrink away when the word is challenged by the world. I falter when being a follower of Jesus Christ, a baptized member of the church, calls me to difficult places and the challenging tasks. But still God delivers the holy word to my heart of stone. Sometimes my heart is a field of thorns, more concerned with earthly wealth, prestige, pleasure, and power. My attention is not on God, not on my neighbor, not on the grace that has been shown to me. But still God's holy word is delivered to my heart of thorns. And sometimes God finds an open heart. And in that heart, the word grows. It thrives. It delivers to my soul gift upon gift upon gift. Courage, peace, love. It produces in me the knowledge that I am forgiven my sins, that I have received salvation from my Lord Jesus Christ. It leads me to live a life in response to these truths, a life of prayer, study, worship, and service. Thank God. Thank God that despite my failings, my sin, my brokenness, God continues to sow his holy word in my heart. God does not abandon me. God does not forsake me. Because without the word, without the life of Jesus, without the resurrection, my heart would be a hard and barren place. My life would be a life filled only with sharp, unforgiving, unloving thorns. Break the rocks of your heart. Clear the thorns of your life. Till the soil of your soul. Receive God's abundant gift. For in you will grow spiritual gifts, more precious than any earthly treasure, more powerful than any earthly force, a peace which surpasses all human understanding. Amen.